The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on KARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our KARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
At Aussie Bakes in downtown Houlton, Sue Roberts brings her Australian heritage to every cheesecake, pastry, and sweet treat she makes. Listen to Sue.
This is Sue Roberts. Stop by 119 West 4th Street and try our favorites like cheesecake jars, lemon meringue cheesecake, and Aussie matchsticks. But hurry, they do sell out fast right off the Houlton Square. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Aussie Bakes. Baked with love.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on KARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, KARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Houlton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Houlton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Houlton.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good evening, and welcome to high school football on KARE Radio this evening as it is playoff time in across the state of Kansas. And tonight, it is a sectional Class 1A game. We're with you from rural Jackson County, where it'll be the Jackson Heights Cobras. They're going to be playing host to the Riverside Cyclones. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering back in the KARE Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me to my right, Tom Goudson. We are enjoying the beautiful outdoors here tonight in on the campus of Jackson Heights High School. Gus, if we get a prettier night than this in mid-November for high school football, I'm not sure how you would sketch it up.
I was going to say, this time of the year, you always kind of hold your breath because things could be a little dicey, but man, it's a beautiful night here. 63 degrees, which is 21 degrees above the normal average. Wind out of the south at 9 miles per hour, feels like 59, and right now 78% humidity and 29.78 inches of mercury and holding steady right now.
So a little bit of breeze is going to be going from our left to right, so it'll be going directly into the face of and at the back of one of the other ball clubs. No moon to speak of. We're under 25%, so it is going to be a dark night outside, but the lights are on here, and it is bright for this Class 1A ball game. The flip of the coin was won by Jackson Heights, who's elected to defer. They're getting set to kick it away. With that said, the tone of the ball, we're underway. And it's going to be taken at the 10 on the run. up the middle of the field to the 15, 20, crossing the 30 to the 33-yard line. A nice return for Riverside, and it'll be a first and 10 as Chase Hawkins makes the return of the ball. I'm going to start right out of the gate and remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and a member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. These two teams, Gus, know each other. They played game one way back, first game of the season. Jackson Heights coming out in front, and that went 21-0, and both of these teams have improved every week since then. First play of the ball game, long snap. Quarterback got a little wraparound handoff, and here's the guy we're going to look forward to watching. He's going to be hit, double-teamed, and brought down, picking up a single yard. And, Gus, we will be talking about Elijah Moore a lot as the night goes on.
Yeah, Elijah Moore, a big back for Riverside, comes into the ball game and enlist him at. I would say if we were going to guess 5'10", 2.5".
I think you're pretty spot on. I was going to go maybe 5'10", 245. Yeah,
and here's the thing about him. His running style is not the first quarter. It's not the second quarter. But when he beats you downhill for three quarters, gets into the fourth quarter, that's when you start seeing those runs go from 1 to 2 to 7 and 9.
And here's Elijah. He'll break a tackle. And look at the big guy as he cuts to his left, veers back across the grain, gets beyond the 40-yard line. He's going to pick up about 6 or 7 yards, leaving a third down and a couple. The tackle by Anthony Galata. So for Jackson Heights, they're going from left to right here in quarter number one. They're at their own 41-yard line, third down. We'll call it third and a pair. Single receiver either way for your quarterback for the Cyclones is Beckham Griffin. Running back on each side. Long count, handoff to this smaller running back, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be stopped short. He made a great second surge, but Gus is going to be just a little bit too little for Chase Hewen.
Yeah, on a third and two, he's going to pick up a yard, and now if you're Riverside, you really want to go for it, but again, the right call here is probably to punt the ball and flip the field.
So Riverside on a fourth down one is going to do just that. And Jackson Heights is not really buying it. They have not sent anyone back deep to field the kick. The snap is back. It's on the ground. They could have blocked that. Didn't. The kick in over in. Huge bounce for Riverside. 30, 20, 15, 11-yard line. Wow, that was a huge kick. And again, Jackson Heights must have been expecting a fake.
Yeah, Jackson Heights right there was not really worried about the punt. I mean, that thing rolled back to the punter. Had they gone after him, they'd probably block it. And instead, they were going to fall back and just allow their offense to take over right here.
We expected a big crowd here this evening. We're getting exactly what we thought. This is classic high school Friday Night Lights kind of football postseason action. A Class 1A sectional and getting set for the first snap of the ball game. The Cobras snap back. QB's back. Looking. Plenty of time. Going deep. Undefended. He'll catch it at the 40 and at the 50. He will not make it to the other end. He's going to be caught from behind at the 10-yard line. And then the ball pops loose, but the official said he was down at Gus. No one went over in the right flat, and that was a 70-yard pass.
Yeah, quarterback dropped back, looked to the right side and wide open, found a receiver rolling down the right side and able to get it all the way down, and they're going to mark him inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. That'll be first and 10 there for Jackson Heights with 9:38 left here in the first quarter.
So for Heights, they have struck quickly, and quarterback Drake Mellies threw that one a long, long way. He's going to have twins to the right side. A couple of receivers over there. Ian Allen is going to be one of them, and another man wide to the left side. For the Cobras, first and goal. Quarterback will boot to the right, gets to the 5, down to maybe the 3-yard line. It'll bring up a second and goal from there.
Ball popped down at the end, but they're going to say that the runner was down before that thing came out. That time it was Titan Eisenbarth running the football.
Coming in from the near sideline for Cobra head coach Caleb Wick is going to rotate in a couple of guys, bring into the play in from the near sideline. At Jackson Heights, we are what, 3 minutes into the ball game, and they are knocking on the door. It'll bring up a second down from the four. Second down, goal. QB, hands off, running back, bounces in, cuts left, hits for the goal line. Touchdown, Jackson Heights. Brody Browning from 4 yards out. And at 8:45 to play in quarter one, on their first possession of the game, Jackson Heights is broken on top.
Yeah, big play started that drive with the pass down the right side and then able to cap it off. A little 4-yard dive by the running back, Brody Browning, is Heights out to a 6-0 lead.
Because we know how huge emotion is in every ball game in college level, any level, and here at the high school level, maybe even a little bit more. And the emotion that has come with this early drive is huge. The PAT is airborne. It's going to be a little wide to the left. Won't go through. And we're going to get our first time out of the ball game. 8:45 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jackson Heights 6 and Riverside scoreless.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Hey, welcome back here to Jackson County, Kansas, where Jackson Heights High School, guys, I would like to say what town we're in, but we're really not in a town. This school is rural, and it is a combination of a handful of the small communities out here, and it is right on 75 Highway, number of miles north of Holton, south of Fairview. So here we are in a great setting, and we're getting ready for the kickoff by Austin Zeller. He'll put a toe to it, and we're ended. This time it's going to be taken at the 15. Heading across the field to the right to the 25, at the 30, and down to the 35-yard line. Nice kick coverage, and for the Riverside Cyclones, it'll bring up their second possession of the ball game. This one begins at their own 35. 6-0. Jackson Heights out in front early. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. And by the way, for what it's worth, that pass was thrown into the wind. A lot of times you expect, you know, the pass game to be more effective or maybe at least more used with the wind at the back, but they threw right into the teeth of that one. Here's your first down call. And again, the handoff, Elijah will hit the middle and he will bounce forward, picking up about 3 on the first down run. He's at the 38-yard line. And again, Gus, if you are a Riverside fan, don't despair, don't panic yet, because the style of Riverside is, as you talked about earlier, wear you down and wear you down.
Yeah, and so that's why that first drive was so big for Jackson Heights, to jump out in front and maybe put a little pressure on Riverside at this point. And for Riverside, they just need to continue to stay calm, run the course, and do what they've done all season.
Griffin, the quarterback, with a couple of running backs beside him. Now they're going to bring Chase Ewens out to the right side. They will throw to him in the flat, tries to get a lead block. He does. Gets across the 45-yard line, picking up a first down, just short of the 50-yard line. Nice catch and carry for Chase Ewens, tackled by Titan Eisenbarth. Moving the chains from their own 49, it'll be the first down of the game for Riverside. Clock rolling along. It is so perfect out here this evening. It's hard to believe. A lot of times this time of the year, we're wearing everything we own, and it's not enough. Single receiver going to the far side for Riverside, and a receiver each way. Running backs on each side of Beckham Griffin. We've seen everybody pretty much touch the ball already. And a quarterback going to keep it himself. He'll boot outside, 50, 45, cuts across, picks up a first down. He's at the Cobra 40. Nice run by Beckham Griffin. Just as I'm thinking, we saw all of the running backs and the leading receiver touch the ball. The quarterback keeps it himself, and that shows you a complexity or a level of complexity that this offense brings. It makes it a little hard to defend.
Yeah, and by doing some of that, too, you're also keeping, you know, a few of these offensive plays off of the legs of Elijah Moore and try to keep him for those fresh runs here in the second half.
And you also want to give Jackson Heights defense something to think about a little bit. You can't just key on Elijah Moore. And if you do, there are other guys.
Yeah, it keeps you from putting, you know, 9 and 10 in the box at all times.
43 defense employed here by Jackson Heights. It's a first and 10 at the Cobra 40. Again, Beckham Griffin will keep it, look right, throw deep, and that's going nowhere. His receiver cut in on a slant. He thought he was running a post, and there was no one close to that one. Bring up a second and 10.
Yeah.
Although you understand what he's trying to do here.
Yeah. No, I like the play call right there. You had the defender, and here's the deal. It was a right, wrong, wrong type of a play, because if you're going to look back at the film, you're going to see that the cornerback had outside pressure. So you should have ran that inside like that, but again, the play was called to the outside of the flag.
Hughes will come wide to the near side, and again, a single man each way, pretty much a stock and store for this team. Now they'll go motion, a little bit of a slow pitch, and Elijah's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be stacked up, no gain there. That play developed badly from the snap, and it just developed so slowly.
Yeah, Titan Eisenberg.
Oh, you're ready for tomorrow.
I'm waiting for tomorrow. And, you know, Titan Osborne played just down the road a little further,
not
right?
Far.
But no, Titan Eisenberg comes over and makes a stop on the play. Is he did a great job of filling quickly. And now with the incomplete pass on first down, you're seeing Riverside playing behind the sticks. So now looking at a 3rd and 10, they are at the Riverside, they are at the Jackson Heights 40. So you could punt and set up a short field, but that should be at the very, very back of your mind at the moment.
And they've reversed the backs. Moore is on the right side of the quarterback. And now they're going to bring Hewens out of the backfield. Hand off to Gomore. Left side, 45. He's going to have the first down of the 30. 25. Bowles his way to the 23-yard line.
That time, great job running the ball right up the middle. Nobody wanting to get in front of him. And now you got to watch out. They've got Jackson Heights player that got up, stumbled backwards, and
we're going to hope that he's okay. He's bouncing around up there. Doesn't look 100%.
Just the way he stumbled backwards always makes you worry. And the officials didn't slow things down to check him out on that one. But it just a bullish run right there by Elijah Moore.
1st and 10. Riverside continuing to move the football. We're at 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line of the Cobras. Motion out of the backfield. They're going to run the same play the same way and the same result. 20, 15, near the 10-yard line, maybe just inside. We're going to call it a 1st and goal. Sir Peak with the Cobra tackle. And just they have found a play right here that Elijah Moore is making work. He's got about 30 yards and 2 carries.
Yeah, it's running right up the middle between your center, Luke Bennett, and right guard, Gavin Schoenfelder. And right now there's nothing fancy about that run, but it sure is pretty just running right off right center guard.
Got Tyzel Harrington. He's going to split wide to the left side on his 1st and goal call just inside the 10-yard line. QB will take it. Hands off Elijah. Slows down, bounces, gets to the 10, falls to the 8. It's going to be a very short gain. And here's the thing. Elijah Moore, if he has to start searching in the line for that opening in that gap, his effectiveness is going to be diminished. He's got to have that quick hold, that quick hitter, and then power into the second level of defense.
That time, Tegan Bohe on the stop for, or Bauhe, Bauhe, on the stop right there for Jackson Heights. But, yeah, you talked about it. Elijah Moore's running style, it's punishing, but it's downhill. The second you start making him think and making him, you know, make decisions and move, that's when you've slowed him down and you really got him off of his game. He wants to run downhill with authority.
We're inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Heights with a 6-0 lead, but Riverside threatening. Quarterback is back. He's got all day. Going to run out of the pocket. Has a man open to the left side. Missed him. Caught it. Did he catch it?
Sure he did.
Oh, he dove forward. I thought it was going to be an impossible catch. And what a play down to the 1 yard line.
I had a really good angle. All the offensive linemen were to the left, and I could see right there that he was able to scoop that thing at the 1. And I don't understand why the quarterback's going to walk all the way to the sideline and get the play call from the coaching staff, because I know the play. You know the play.
At the 1 yard line.
Several dozen of our nearest friends here know the play. So
there are hundreds of people in this building or in this stadium who know the play.
And here's the thing. Riverside's taking a lot of time right now.
3:15 and counting here in the opening quarter. Riverside coming up over the football at the 1 yard line, trailing 6-0. QB hunkered up. Well, give it and they are taken in the middle, get pushed to the end zone, touchdown, Riverside. And I guess Beckham Griffin kept it in.
Yeah, that was they lined up kind of in a tush-push formation, but Elijah Moore just stood there. Quarterback powers his way through, and when it was all said and done, found himself three-quarters of the way through the end zone. And now we're going to see Riverside bring in the PAT unit looking to take the lead.
3:03 to go here in the opening quarter. We're deadlocked at six. The point after coming up. It is going to be Chase Hewins to kick. Quarterback Beckham Griffin is your holder. Looking for this point after the wind will be at his back. The placement is good. The kick is high. End over end right down the middle. And we've got a timeout of the field. The break coming at 3:03 to go. Opening quarter. Jackson County. It is Riverside 7. Jackson Heights 6.
This is Doug with Jackson Farmers. When Jackson Farmers opened in 1918, they served many local communities and generations, and that is still true today. Jackson Farmers offers a wide variety of services from custom feed mix and delivery, purchasing or selling grain with storage options available, tires, propane, fuel delivery, and much more. Our knowledgeable agronomists can help advise on chemical and fertilizer application with custom application services available. Let our experience and passion serve you and those who matter most. Stop by Jackson Farmers today in Holton, Effingham, Lancaster, and Meriden. This is Doug with Jackson Farmers. When Jackson Farmers opened in 1918, they served many local communities and generations, and that is still true today. Jackson Farmers offers a wide variety of services from custom feed mix and delivery, purchasing or selling grain with storage options available, tires, propane, fuel delivery, and much more. Our knowledgeable agronomists can help advise on chemical and fertilizer application with custom application services available. Let our experience and passion serve you and those who matter most. Stop by Jackson Farmers today in Holton, Effingham, Lancaster, and Meriden.
Well, Chase Hewins has this thing teed up, and there's the boot away. High, in over end, and deep. It'll land at the five and kick out the back of the end zone. It will be Cobra football off the touchback. Welcome back, everybody. 3:03 to go in the opening quarter. And on their second possession of the game, Riverside drives downfield, punches it in, hits the extra point, and has taken a 7-6 lead.
So each team to this point has possessed the football, Riverside twice, and for Jackson Heights once. They both scored and have both gone about it different ways. Jackson Heights hit the big play on their first drive, the long pass down the right sideline. Riverside just hit short play after short play and adds them up, and John Oakley would have been proud of, you know, 3 times 4.
Here's a pass over to Eisenbarth, and it is going to be incomplete. The official right there making certain that it was a forward pass. It was, and it's going to go incomplete. It'll bring up a second down, 10, and Gus Jackson Heights is showing a real eager willingness to throw the football.
Yeah, we've seen him come out and exclusively, I would say, throw the ball in this early going of the ball game. And not knowing a whole lot about Jackson Heights coming into this ball game, I anticipated them to be a little more of a running team, a little more like Riverside.
Cooper Hewitt to the left. Peak is going to be the wing to the left side. Now they'll bring in an extra blocker in the backfield. They'll try to draw the defense off with a hard count. They're going to get him. Hard count by quarterback Drake Mellison as he barked and leaned in a little bit. Now, in the upper levels of football, that could have been a motion, right, when you have a quarterback dive forward like that with that hard count?
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, I know there's a lot of shoulder inflection, but I thought there was a little forward lean with it, too. So
I agree.
That's one of those things that, you know,
yeah. So here today, apparently, that is okay. Eisenbarth is going to be the single running back. And again, they're going to shift over an extra blocker behind the guard. Hand off, Eisenbarth hits the middle, powers forward. Ball pops out, he lands on it.
And not a whole lot of running room right there for the back. As that time, Kevin Schoenfelder makes the stop on the play. And you look at this front line for Riverside right now. I mean, they are big. You talk about Gunnar Kimberlin up there, Luke Bennett, Gavin Schoenfelder. I mean, this is a big defensive line.
Clock continues to roll speedily as the opening quarter racing along, 2.5 to go and counting. 7-6. Riverside with the lead here in the early going. It's a third down, 3 call. QB, a little shovel pass forward. A jet sweep to the left side. Gets a first down and a little more across the 30, near the 35-yard line. for Titan Eisenbarth is going to be brought to the ground. Making a tackle is Keegan Hughes for Riverside, first and 10.
Yeah, that time the free safety, Keegan Hughes, did a good job of coming up. But I like that play design right there for Jackson Heights. They spread out the field, run the underneath shovel pass, and able to pick up the first down, moving it out to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there with 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Gus, the Cobras have shown me a lot of creative offense already, I think. Again, one back, motion to the right, moving in the defensive front, and again, it's going to be an encroachment on that hard count. And Jackson Heights, Gus, this is when you prep for a team. You scout a team, they found something that they are going to try to utilize. So, with a minute 49 and 8 and still rolling, did not stop the clock with the assessment of the penalty. The ball is down at the 40.
And again, I like the going on two right now because, again, Jackson Heights a little undersized when you compare them on that front line to this Riverside massive defensive line. So, again, you're going to need to pick up some yardage where you can.
Pete goes motion to the right side. First down 5 from their own 40. QB's going to keep it himself. Booting to the right side and a run of about 3 yards for Drake Mellies. He'll take it up to the 43.
Yeah, nice little option play to the right side, and the quarterback decides he's going to tuck it under and keep it, dive forward, pick up good yardage. Very Huff over there for Riverside to make the stop, and it's going to be setting up a, your favorite call, second and short. Let's call it a second and 2 right here for the Cobras.
That was less an RPO run to the quarterback and more almost the old wishbone quarterback option outside where he had the option.
That was a design quarterback run right there.
Inside a minute to go in the opening quarter. Second down 2 from their own 43. Mellies is going to take it, keep it himself, go straight into the line, pick up a first down, and more across the 50, hurdles the line of scrimmage, 45, 44-yard line. Biggest run of the game so far for Drake Mellies.
Yeah, nice job by Drake, just pushing his way forward. Beckham Griffin, the quarterback and linebacker for Riverside, finally makes the stop, but not before Jackson Heights able to net another first down, move the ball down in to Cyclone territory, and looking at maybe one more snap here in the first quarter.
Ian Allen is going to be the receiver to the right side. They'll fill a slot that way. Also, twin to the left side. Single running back for Mellies as they go sideline to sideline. Drake is back to throw. Fires one right side. Batted away and incomplete. And Gus, Beckham Griffin made a nice athletic play on that pass.
Yeah, Beckham Griffin coming up from that linebacker slash safety position. They kind of run him as a hybrid, and he came up and able to knock that ball down right at the line of scrimmage. Going to be an incomplete pass, and I said possibly our final snap. There's going to stop the clock with 18 seconds.
Austin Zeller was the intended receiver over on the right side. You got the Cobras on the near sideline, and on the far sideline, the Cyclones. A couple of teams who know each other very, very well. Beginning the season, game 1. Second down 10. Run back in the middle of the line. Bounces, and then it's going to be stood up and driven down. He kept trying to hit a hole, but because they held him up and then they mowed him down. How about Connor Kimberlin putting a lick on? And as that happens, the opening quarter is drawn to a close. We're taking a timeout. After 1, it is Riverside 7, Jackson Heights 6.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit OneBuildings.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is celebrating 12 amazing years with their annual open house this Friday, October 8th. Stop by during our live KMZA radio broadcast to spin the wheel for prizes and enjoy an Indian taco lunch, plus other fun with Dr. Leslie Gallagher, Dr. Nikki Mirpool, and Dr. Stacy Nehu. There'll be several door prize drawings between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Lifetime Eye Care, advanced eye care with a hometown touch, and celebrating 12 years this Friday, October 8th for the annual open house at Lifetime My Care in downtown Holton.
Very good to have you back with us here. The campus of Jackson Heights High School going to the second quarter, 7-6. Riverside in front of Jackson Heights, moving to football. Mellies is back. All the time in the world. Steps up in the pocket. Steps back out of the pocket. Being flushed out of the pocket. Loses the ball. Picks it back up. is hit, eludes, throws downfield, he's got a guy, and a diving effort. Does he make the catch? He does. Gus, that was a circus play, and they just couldn't get Drake Mellies down. Yeah, Mellies did a great job of, after he dropped the ball, he went back, scooped it up, picked it up, and then rolls out, throws the ball down the field. I'm telling you, I'm a little tired of this officiating crew tonight, but they're doing an okay job. The linemen were about 20 yards downfield with the receiver, but that was a fantastic play. And Jackson Heights already threatening on this second possession of the evening.
And this is something that I wanted to talk about, but that play happened too quickly. Possessions. There are not going to be many tonight. I mean, you could see that right now. You're going to have to score on almost every touch. QB back to throw again. Pumps over the middle. He's got his man. Makes a catch. Going to pick up a first down. He's at the 10-yard line. The ball pops out. Riverside has taken it away. He got the ball at the 10, and as he was going down, the ball was dislodged. And how about that recovery by the Cyclones?
Yeah, and as he caught it, I thought he had got a knee down before that ball popped out. I've seen Jackson Heights just a little loose with the football right now, and that's one of those things that you tighten up a little bit as the game goes. But, man, that's a tough one because they were going to look at a first and goal at the 9 instead. Riverside will start their third possession of the night. You talk about possessions, they're going to be limited this evening, and we're starting to see it.
Yeah, and we're in the second quarter, and Jackson Heights has touched the ball twice so far today. We're a minute gone in the second quarter. Here come the Cyclones, and here's Elijah. He'll power into the middle, pick up 5, moves it out to the 15-yard line.
Switch it there. That time just straight ahead running, and coming up for the Cobras to make the stop. Austin Zeller, the defensive end, that'll bring up a second and, we'll call it second and 5 for Riverside.
Riverside in the white uniform tonight with white jerseys and pants, powder blue lettering and trim with the black helmet, and it is blackout night here at Jackson Heights with the black jerseys, black pants, gold helmets, gold lettering and trim. Second down, 5 at her own 15-yard line. Riverside with the football. They are being very patient. QB will take the snap at the knees, hands off Elijah. Will bounce into the outside, turn the corner, kick it up the field, and going to be just short of the first down. It's going to be a gain to the, where are you going to spot this thing down? Around the 18, maybe 19-yard line. Make it a 3rd and 1.
Nice hit right there by Brody Brown, and the outside linebacker comes across and makes the hit right near the sticks, and they're going to say 3rd and 1 for Riverside. That last play running counter to the left side. Linebacker doing a nice job staying at home, waiting for that thing to come back to him.
Am I getting out of bounds? We're going to have a rare stoppage at the game clock at 10-10 to go in the first half. Again, Jackson Heights sticking with those 4-down linemen. But look how they got everybody close. They've got 9 guys in the box, and I mean right tight up against the line of scrimmage. Might as well have all linemen. Here's a hand up into the middle, and I don't think he got it. Maybe. It's going to be really close. The side judge is going over, standing on the 20-yard line.
Wow, the white hat just came in from the backside. He said, yeah, that's the first down.
That's it. Mover, guys.
Again, I thought that was a generous spot. I thought that Jackson Heights had done a really good job of stuffing that thing in the middle and not allowing the first down, but there's a stop right there to Gulotta. But number 4, Riverside able to pick up another first down and keep that clock running, and that, I think, is the biggest thing for them this evening.
Lots and lots of games going on around Northeast Kansas. You'll be able to hear many of those games on our MSC family, and you're going to get reports on all of them in the High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up on 103.9 right after these games. QB's going to be back to throw. Going deep, right side, and it is going to be underthrown, and there is the penalty. There's the second one. The home crowd not happy with it, Gus, and the ball was well short, so there could be an argument for uncatchable,
yeah.
But that's going to get called.
Yeah, so in high school, you don't have the uncatchable, right? So it's just you made contact with the receiver and didn't allow him at lane back to the football, and so that's why they're going to call this penalty against Riverside. And that's a tough play. Kind of random over, pass interference is going to call us in the 15 here.
Fisher is going to assess the yardage. He'll cross the 25, 30, and it's going to go up to the 35-yard line. Moving to 6 on the far side, 1st and 10 for Riverside. How come in the college game we're not seeing these really nice down markers like we've just seen in some of the high schools? Man, these are so good. Dark night.
I really do enjoy the nighttime illuminated sticks.
They're fantastic. First and 10 to the 35-yard line. Now motion to the left. Quarterback mishandles a little bit. He's able to get control of it, but he's never going to get back to the line of scrimmage. His Beckham Griffin was met by Steven Bohe. And Steven did a great job right there. The snap came back a little funny, and Beckham Griffin kind of paused, and Keegan came flying downhill, makes the hit right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Bring up a second and 10, and we talk about Riverside and that they need to play in front of the sticks. Right now, you find yourself a second and 10, you're behind the six.
And that also, that play goes to show you how a little change in the timing completely changes the game, because that snap was back. He mishandled it a little bit, but the time he got control of the ball, that opening was gone. Second down call from their own 40. Around the 35. Hand up into the middle. There's nothing to it. The Jackson Heights defense circles in the middle, and Elijah Moore, no room at all. And again, it's Tegan with the stop.
Yeah, Tegan did a great job coming downhill on that one, selling out, and he's going to get a TFL for his effort. It is going to bring up now third and 11 for Jackson Heights. For Riverside. And that was one of those downs where they motioned the back out of the backfield and sent him flying flat with the line of scrimmage in the backfield. I really thought they were going to flare that ball out there. They had had a little success early on in the game with that play.
Third and 11, but we've seen Riverside run the ball with this kind of a down and distance before. But they will go. Trips wide side. QB, hands off, and there's Elijah. Puts his head down. He's going to get yardage, but not enough. He'll get up to around the 40-yard line, 41-yard line. Give him six or seven, but it'll be a fourth and five.
Titan Osborne able to make the stop on the play.
Jeez.
Titan Eisenbarth. Look at Titan Osborne could tackle
if
somebody.
If Eisenbarth would wear a nine, how would that be?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Help me.
I have to go here in the first half, and we're going to get another punt.
I think Titan can make a tackle.
I think he could. Last punt by Riverside. Bounced and went for huge yardage. This one is going to be caught by the breeze. It is going to be knocked down. They'll take a huge bounce for Riverside and go inside the 30-yard line.
That was a surprising bounce, because when he punted that thing, it looked like it had a lot of backspin. It was going to hit and kick back. Instead, it hit and got a cyclone bounce down to the 30-yard line. And I'm going to mark it just inside the 30 at the 28. Yeah, it's called 28-yard line, first and 10 for Jackson Heights. This will be their third possession of the ball game. Their last one ended with that fumble down at the 10-yard line.
Okay, we talked right out of the gate, momentum in a game like this, and how huge it is. Jackson Heights took the momentum right out of the gate. The long, long pass, scoring right away, jumped up 6-0. Since then, Riverside has taken a little bit of that momentum back, and here's a run around the right side by quarterback Drake Mellis. It's on the ground again, and what's happened? Has it been turned over? And it is, yes, it is Riverside football.
That was a problem.
I'm just going to talk about the momentum.
Yeah, so he came down. He was landed right on top of one of his own players who is never down. The ball punched out at the very end, and a tough break for Jackson Heights. That's the second fumble of the first half. So Riverside will lose the ball for a play, and now they'll get it back with 7:06 left here in the first half.
I'm going to try to get this finished yet. There's so much action going on. So Jackson Heights got the early momentum. Then Riverside scores, and then both teams kind of, you know, they were playing well, but neither team really had that bump. Maybe this is going to be the bump right here. We'll see which team is going to respond. With 7 minutes to go in the opening half, it is a 7-6 Riverside lead over Jackson Heights, and off the turnover, it's Cyclone football at the Heights 37-yard line. Beckham Griffin, a long count, and we're going to get a timeout. Yeah. We're going to get a timeout taken by Riverside. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. 7:06 to go in the opening half. It's a one-point game. Cyclone 7, Cobra 6.
November is National Diabetes Month, and at Holton Community Hospital, we want you to know you're not alone. Diabetes affects millions of Americans. If you've noticed increased thirst, fatigue, blurred vision, or slow-healing wounds, talk with a provider. Our team at Family Medicine and our cardiovascular services specialists are here to help you manage your health with confidence. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Hi, Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue? If you find yourself mailing large sums of cash,
it's a scam. At Farmers State Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Of the timeout, first down call, hand off big man, nothing. Maybe not even nothing. He might even lost a half a yard on that one. They give it to Elijah Moore, bounded into the right side. But boy, you had Austin Zeller and Keegan Vauhe over there on the tackle, second and 10.
Yeah, I like what Zeller did coming up from that defensive end position on that play. Is big guy coming at you, just go low, take out his legs, don't allow him to hit you up top, because that's what Elijah Moore would like to do. He wants you to hit him somewhere around the shoulders. He's got that low center of gravity. He does a nice job of pushing through those. So great fundamental tackling right there by Austin Zeller.
Yeah, if you go with his numbers, you're in deep trouble.
You think they put 7 and 11 on the right side on purpose?
Maybe. I'm telling you, 7 is uncovered on the inside of this. Motion to the right. Fake the shovel. They'll set up the screen. It's going to be caught at the 40, 35, down to the 30, spinning down to the 28-yard line. That was a brilliant call, Gus. They expected something else. And Tyzel Harrington made a nice advance of the ball with the catch. Titan Eisenbarth with the tackle. And once again, you've got Riverside moving the football. They're inside the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and Riverside now taking some time, looking over to the far sideline and trying to get the call from head coach Bryce Payton. And I think right now you're going to see Riverside start to get a little patient, because if you remember back to the start of the game, Jackson Heights won the toss, deferred their decision in the second half. So Riverside really not like to give them too much time with the football here at the end of the first half.
Keegan Hayes is very wide to the right side, covered over the top about 10 yards off the ball. And they're going to hand it back again. No, play action. And they're going to throw right side to the end zone. Leaping effort. Batted and batted twice and knocked away. It was batted. The receiver, Keegan Hughes, touched it. The defender, because he never gave up on the play. That was the deal. He batted away again. And Cooper Hewitt made an incredible defensive play.
Yeah, that's a really tough play for the cornerback. Turning back to the football, trying to find the ball in the light. The advantage for Keegan Hughes was he saw that play the entire time. But for Cooper Hewitt, he had to turn around, find the football, did an excellent job knocking that football away.
Second and 10. That was an aggressive play call.
I like that play call, though, because, again, you now force those safeties out of the box a little bit.
Try to push him back, and that gives Elijah Moore maybe just a little more breathing room. And here comes Elijah. Look at the hole. He puts his head down, breaks a tackle to the 20, near the 15-yard line. And again, the first guy hit him high. Elijah just bounced off and kept heading south.
Do you know why Elijah Moore is breaking tackles and then picking up 7 yards? Right now, Jackson Heights has walked those backers all the way up, so there's no second line. It's first and third, so the safeties have to come up and make that play. But when they're 15 yards off the ball, 15 to the line of scrimmage is where? 7? You know, and that's where the tackle is happening. So if those backers don't make it at the line of scrimmage, there's just no backup except for the safety over the top.
At the 15-yard line, it's third down 2 for Riverside. Hand up again, Elijah. Powers into the middle. Elijah runs so upright, gets inside the 10. It's first and goal.
And again, we talked about it. He can run upright because kind of got that low center of gravity. And that time doing a nice job of breaking some tackles. We're now under 4.5 minutes left in the first half. It's going to be first and goal now for Riverside. Inside the 10, they're going to mark it down at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, the running back coaches will tell you, they want you head down. They want you to be leaning in. But for Elijah, that is not necessarily the way he needs to run the ball to be most effective. 4 minutes to go, and a quickly moving opening half. Riverside threatening it to first and goal. Hand up Elijah Moore. He's going to get hit. He's going to push and struggle, maybe got a yard.
Yeah, that time a great job coming up, making the hit for Jackson Heights. That big defensive lineman doing a good job right there. Made the hit. You saw how Elijah Moore was able to kind of spin away, but not a whole lot doing. It's now second and goal at the 6.
3:40, 3:39, 3:38. The clock has been relentless tonight. We do not have play clocks at the end zones, so we'll be watching the backfield official for the time as it approaches second down call. And again, Riverside takes its time. Hands off Elijah. Left side. He's down to the 5, 3, 2, 1. Did he go in? No. They say the ball pops out. The official said he's down. That time he reaches out, trying to break the plane, and that ball hits off the ground and then bounds up. So it will be third and goal, and that thing is like nose up to the goal line on that Elijah Moore play.
See, for Elijah, again, he was trying to stretch that thing out. But when you reach it out and you hit the ground with it, it's down.
And I know a lot of coaches are against stretching the ball out. I don't mind it at the goal line because now you're breaking a plane versus trying to just extend for yardage.
Right. And the moment that plane is reached, it's down.
It's over. Right.
Exactly. 2.5 to go here in the first half. It is now third and goal, inches away. Everybody's in the box. 22 guys within a foot of one another, and the quarterback's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverside.
I like what you do right there. You pack it up. You make it kind of look like that Philadelphia Eagles tush-push formation. You snap the ball, and then you just walk two players to the left and then dive yourself in. And that time, a nice touchdown run by Beckham Griffin. And if I told you that we were at the 228 mark and Riverside had two touchdowns, bet you wouldn't have guessed Beckham Griffin to have both of those.
Gus, 1978, Paul Durkin, Benedictine quarterback, ran that play so well. He would lay the ball on his hip, and then everybody ran to the middle, walked around into the end zone so many times. That was that play. PAT, airborne, good, and we're taking a break. 2 minutes and 28 to go in the opening half of this 1A sectional game. It is now Riverside 14, Jackson Heights 15.
Life better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
The first two quarters of this game have been any indication for Jackson Heights to be their last touch of the football here in the first half, and they would love to tie this thing up going into the locker room. They're going to have a big drive and move much more quickly than either of these teams has done today.
Yeah, but the advantage for Jackson Heights right now is that they're going to get the ball also to start the second half, so a twofer right here is what they're kind of looking for.
Big kick away is going to be taken at the 11, straight up the middle, 20, 30, 5, and up to the 38, 9-yard line. Did you see the huge downfield blocking leading him up the field? I love that kick return by Jackson Heights.
Yeah, you had Tatum Eisenbart flying down the field. You have Titan and Tatum Eisenbart. That time it was Tatum flying down the field. Nice blocking right there for Jackson Heights. Ball out to the 38-yard line. Let's call it 38-yard line. 2:22 left in the first quarter, and for Jackson Heights, getting ready to start their fourth possession of the night. Their last one ended after one play.
And here's the thing. We've seen the Cobras be able to throw the ball deep and be successful. They do it again. The ball across the 50-yard line, down to the 45, a 17-yard gain on first down. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, that time a nice little quick hitter over the middle. They found the tight end, Sir Peak, and he was able to take it across midfield down to the Riverside 44-yard line. And that's where we talk about these two teams are attacking this game much differently. Jackson Heights looks for it and needs that big play, and Riverside is more of that ball control right now.
Brody Browning is a running back on the right side of Drake Mellies. QB's back to throw again. Plenty of time. He's had so much time tonight. Now he's just going to throw this one away. I'm going to tell you what, because the offensive line for the Cobras has been fantastic.
Yeah, they've done a great job of, you know, affording the quarterback Drake plenty of time to look down the field, find his intended receivers. And also is putting a lot of pressure on the secondary for Riverside, but also look what Riverside is doing. They're dropping five guys back, and so they're just trying to win up front with their defensive line and allowing those defensive backs to not let anything get behind them right now.
And what we've seen out of Mellies is when he has not been able to finally find a receiver, by the time that defense is kind of gapped out a little bit, he runs the ball really, really effectively. A minute 48 to go in the opening half. Still a 14-6 lead for Riverside. Quarterback back to throw again. Sets up in the pocket, going over the middle. It's going to be overshot and incomplete. Looking for Austin Zeller around the 25-yard line, but it's out of his reach, and he's a tall kid.
That time, thank you. That time, they did a great job. Here you go.
Awesomeness. Thanks, man.
That time, the quarterback stepped up in the pocket, and ball got away from him. But, again, I like the presence of the quarterback being able to step up in the pocket. The offensive line is doing a really good job of giving him time. And I'm telling you, this Jackson Heights team, they're going to start hitting on some of these bigger plays.
Okay. The Cobra mascot just came up and provided us with beads, and I can see Romy and Wren in these.
They're going to have a good time, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Third down, 10. Cobras with the football at the 45. Back to throw once more. Looking. Mellies rolling left. Being chased. Gets away from the first guy. Darts out of bounds across the way. Picking up five. Because you go for it on fourth down here with a minute and a half to go, right?
Yeah.
It'll be fourth down, 5. They're going to be at the Riverside 39-yard line with a minute 36 to go before intermission. It is a 14-6 Cyclone lead.
And you got to understand right here, if you're Riverside, you got to watch for the hard count. Jackson Heights, I think you have to go with the hard count first because they've drawn Riverside off three times already tonight.
Three times. And in the Jackson Heights, look, you've got four guys up on the line. But look at the gap now. You've got about a 4 or 5 yard gap between the line and the linebackers. They're giving them a little space there. QB's going to take it. It's going to be a quarterback draw. He'll bounce outside. He will be able to get the first down with a great second effort. Mellies to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Mellies really got that whole run by himself. He ran outside the tackle box. Had to shake a couple of defenders, able to dive forward, pick up the first down. Now we're going to see Jackson Heights take a timeout.
Taking a timeout, Joseph Work. Down to a minute 28 to go in the opening half. The score, it is Riverside 14, Jackson Heights 6.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Back with you, where it's first down, Jackson Heights, with a minute 28 to go and a half. Quarterback back to throw again off the play action again. He's got all day. Penalty marker, sale. Quarterback is going to throw it and throw it away. But
yes,
we have a hold in there finally.
Right. And that was a smart play by Drake. He understood there was going to be a holding. Don't hold on to the football any longer than you have to and waste some of those valuable seconds. Throw the ball away, understand you're going to lose 10, but be okay with it.
Yeah, because what? You're going to wait a long time, complete the pass, use some time, and then still lose the yardage.
That's my problem is a lot of times if quarterbacks see the hold, they want to hold on to it and then still try to make some spectacular throw. Well, the problem is you've lost 10 seconds. So a smart heads-up play by the quarterback right there.
And then if you throw it in the middle, get it picked up, you decline the penalty, and now you've turned
right,
it over.
Yeah. You've compounded it right there.
Yeah. So first and 20 for the Cobras. They're going to have it back now at the Cyclone 41-yard line with a minute 19 to go in the half. 14-6.
Look at this Riverside defense. I mean, they're dropping that safety 20 yards off.
Oh, yeah.
He is just happy kind of playing center field.
And linebacker is going to run over to the far side to pick up the receiver, jamming with the line. Quarterback back to throw again. Over the middle, he's got a man wide open. It's going to be caught. Picked up 10, but Gus, he was
that
hard.
Was a stick right there, and what a hit for Riverside. I like it. It was a clean hit. He squared his shoulders up, waited for the catch, waited for an athletic position, and then made the hit over there. What a job right there by Mason Hayes with the hit for Riverside. And for Jackson Heights, see, you've got a player slow to get off. That's the same player that was stumbling around after that Elijah Moore run early in the ballgame.
Yep, and the same guy who just took that real hard hit. But look, he's going to make his way off the field. We're down to a minute four to play in the first half. It is a 14-6 Riverside lead, but Jackson Heights with the football, moving it. It is a second and 10 back at their own, or rather back at the Cobra. No, at the Riverside 31-yard line. Now, back to throw once more. Mellies, BB over the middle, a little high, incomplete at the 20.
That time he had to get rid of the ball quickly. Elijah Moore had come through and gotten some pressure on him, and I think that time Drake threw the ball just maybe a hair before he was ready for it. It now brings up a third and 10, and the play before that, the catch by Eisenbarth, he was able to pick up the penalty yardage. So now you're looking at a third and 10 with 54 seconds left here in the first half. And right now, Jackson Heights really wants to stretch the field, but Riverside not allowing much of that yet.
Again, three guys very, very deep for the Riverside secondary. 54 seconds to go and a half. All alone in the backfield is quarterback Drake Mellies waiting for the snap. Takes it. Two-step drop. Shovel pass. Motion will come to the near side. Sir will head for the edge. He'll get hit. He'll be dropped. It's going to be short of the first down. Give him about 5 of the 10. And the clock is now running. 40, 39 seconds left till a half. And there comes the Cobra timeout. Taking a break with height. 39 seconds to go in the half. It's 14-6 Riverside.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Well, in a first half, Gus, that has been punctuated by some really big plays, this is going to be one right up there. It is for Jackson Heights, a fourth down 5. They're at the Riverside 26-yard line, 4th and 5, and they trail by 8. Getting ready to go to halftime. Let's see what the Cobras and Coach Wink have drawn up here.
A little confusion coming out of the timeout. Ian Allen over here is trying to check with Coach, and there we go.
Trips short side. How about that? Drake Mellies is back to throw. Looking left, looking left, looking left. Pulls it back down. Running out of the pocket. Rolling. Got to have to throw it because he's not going to get to the first down marker. He cannot get rid of it, and he's going to be tackled. It will come back to Riverside.
Yeah, that's a tough play right there, especially when you're rolling to that left side. It's hard to be able to reset your feet to try to throw the ball, and he kept looking. He wanted to throw it, but again, to be able to reset your platform and throw the ball, that's a difficult one rolling to the left.
Yep, but the left side was a wide side of the field. I mean, that was his option. He had nowhere else to run. Half a minute to go in the half, and you're just going to take a knee here, right, if you're Riverside? They're going to come out over the football at the 28-yard line and wind the clock, and that's going to do it. It's halftime here at Jackson Heights High School. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It is Riverside 14, Jackson Heights 6.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
Hey, back with you here at the campus of Jackson Heights High School in rural Jackson County, Kansas, where it is Class 1A sectional football tonight. Halftime has arrived. The teams have gone to the locker room, and because this game has been punctuated by big, exciting plays. And by both teams in the course of this game, it all started with the big Jackson Heights long pass, their first offensive play of the game.
Yeah, you talk about first possession. Let's go back to Riverside. Got the ball to start the game. They quickly went three and out, punt the ball to Jackson Heights, and right out the gate, Jackson Heights dials one up, hits the big play down the right side. About three plays later, they would cap it off with a four-yard Brody Browning touchdown. Now, the big part of that touchdown, point after was unsuccessful. Then Riverside gets the ball back for their second possession, walk the ball all the way down the field, and then get a one-yard run by their quarterback, Beckham Griffin. Then they hit their PAT and go up 7-6 at the end of the quarter. Then the first drive of the second half the second quarter for Jackson Heights, one play, fumbled it. Riverside takes it and again walks down the field, punctuates it with another one-yard Beckham Griffin touchdown, and they also hit their PAT. And that's a big difference in this ballgame is now with it being an 8-point game, I mean, if you're Riverside, of course, you never feel good about a lead, but at least you can't lose on a touchdown right now.
And the Jackson Heights locker room right now, coach is telling them, look, guys, a couple of turnovers, clean those up. We're good to go.
Yeah, two fumbles. And if you want to flip the script to Coach Payton in his locker room, he's saying, guys, we didn't score against this team in the first week of the season. They lost 21-0. They scored 14 points so far in the first half, and they've kind of stuck to the game plan. I would say if somebody rolled out the game plan and put it right here on our table and said, hey, this is what we expect to do tonight. I think Riverside has done a really nice job of sticking to what they wanted to do tonight, and that's stay ahead of the sticks, run the ball effectively in the middle. They've done all those things. For Jackson Heights, I think they've done a lot of what they wanted to do. Just two turnovers in the first half has been the story.
Yeah, you got to think that Riverside came in saying, run ball, limit possessions, because Jackson Heights is too good to give the ball to very often.
Yeah, because they can score so quickly, yeah. Right? I mean, they are just a big play offense. And you can see the way Riverside's playing defense right now that they are doing everything they can not to let that big play hurt them. I mean, they're playing safeties deep. They're trying to keep receivers in front of them. I mean, they just don't want to give up the big play.
So do we have two very different kind of ways of approaching a football game between these two teams? You've got the one, grind it out, eat the time up off the clock, and just punch it and drive it downfield. And another team is like lightning, fly down the field, hit it.
Exactly. I think we're talking about two opposite ends of the spectrum tonight.
Well, that makes for exciting football, and in the playoffs, you don't get any better than that. The second half of this game, I am guaranteeing you two things. Number one, it's going to be absolutely exciting. And number two, we're not looking at the final score on the scoreboard right now. How about that? With that said, we're going to take a break. Be back here with the second half. But right now, with that intermission score, Riverside 14, Jackson Heights 6. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the K-Radio Sports Studio. He's got you some playoff halftime.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect. You can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, or Casey Patterson in Holton today. Then you can rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, and Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We've got quite a bit on tap for you tomorrow right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're going to have a Candy King Cash Remote at Atchison Auto Parts starting at 10 a.m. and running to noon. Then, at about 12:40 or so, we'll begin the pregame show as Mid-America Nazarene is coming into town to wrap up the season, or the regular season, at O'Malley Field at Larry Wilcox Stadium. Join Tom and Gus Kautz as they will have the call starting at 1 p.m. But as I mentioned earlier, tune in right around 12:40 or so to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Then we've got a doubleheader of men's and women's college basketball as Benedictine will be hosting William Penn. Tune in right around 4:55 or so for the women's game, which tips at 5 p.m., and then stay tuned for the men's game to follow. I'll be back in just a moment with the brief scores as I have them.
A tradition of strength and care, Mercer Funeral Home.
Making the right choice is simple. This is Caleb Smith, funeral director at Mercer Funeral Home. Over the past 6 years, I've helped make tough times a little easier for families across Northeast Kansas. Visit Mercer Funeral Home in Holton or Valley Falls for more information about our personalized monuments and how to plan ahead. The right choice since 1934.
Mercer Funeral Home, for life well remembered.
In Holton or Valley Falls.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
taking a look around the area right now, I only have a few brief scores to mention. At the end of the first quarter in the Axtell-Frankfurt game, it was Axtell 22, Frankfurt 0. Riverside and Jackson Heights, as you have heard, is a tight game with Riverside at 14, Jackson Heights 6 right here at Hot Country 93.7. Nemaha Central is sitting at 14 points at the half over Sabetha 7. And Holton and Santa Fe Trail are all knotted up at 14 right now. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Wathena and Troy. Understanding and sympathetic service. 310 Fremont Street in Wathena, 128 North Main in Troy. Call 989-4411. That's Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and in Wathena. 989-4411.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies, tomorrow, high of 75. Mainly clear, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. Mainly sunny skies, Sunday, with highs around 61. 59, slight chance of rain showers, Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 62 and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 62 out there. Winds are out of the south at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity is relatively high at 79%. The dew point, 56 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.78 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom and Gus Fieldside in just a couple of moments.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Riverbend Ag Services, locally owned and operated in Wathena, Kansas. A leader in innovation and tailored agronomy solutions. They specialize in custom applied and direct fertilizer, anhydrous, crop protection, and consulting. Contact Riverbend Ag Services of Wathena.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Keep your harvest season productive with Grants Repair. We're here when you need us, offering mobile repair service for combines and tractors, plus a full selection of tractor and combine parts on the shelf to keep you rolling. And while you're at Grants Repair, don't forget to check out a great selection of gun and home office security safes, conveniently located just west of Athena on Highway 36. Call 785-989-4785. Grants Repair, your partner in the field.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
thrilled to be back to the campus of Jackson Heights High School here in rural Jackson County, Kansas, where this Class 1A sectional playoff game is about ready to go to the second half with the visitors from Riverside in front 14-6. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph, he's the guy back in the studio, and he's doing that hard work. He's producing, he's engineering, he's doing news, weather, sports. He's singing and dancing back there. He's got a cover. Joseph, thank you. Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts, and we're enjoying the brisk air here in rural Jackson County as we're sitting outside among the many, many, many Cobra fans who are on hand here today. And Gus, we're going to be among a lot of fans tomorrow in a lot of venues because we have a full slate of sports action here on Care Radio.
Yeah, you're going to be up on North 2nd Street. You're going to go north and then work your way back south.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, football. 5 o'clock, ladies basketball. 7 o'clock, men's basketball.
Right, triple dip week. It's, you know, when I was thinking about this afternoon. The three games.
It's like your favorite time, right?
Yeah, it's not always my favorite time. I think we should call it like the banana split of sports. I mean, it's like the three scoops, okay? All of them are delicious. They're all fantastic. And we're going to bring them all to you tomorrow. And that football game, it is it for so many reasons. It is it because it is the final regular season game. It's a home game up at Wilcox Stadium, 1 o'clock, 12:30 pregame show on K-Radio. It is for sole possession. You want to be able to grab that trophy, hoist it up high, and say, this is mine, not yours or anybody else's, for sole possession of the championship of the conference championship. Benedictine has all of those things. And Mid-America, there's one thing that they've got going for them, and that would be to win that game. That's all they've got to go for.
Yeah, I texted Nick today and told him go ahead and throw away the other two trophies that I'm sure he has in the car somewhere. Is Benedictine looking to wrap it up as they are the number three team in the country. They'll play host to Mid-America tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then tomorrow night we talked about –
Nick will be there?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I do. He's been on the road. I've been following. He's a very active commissioner.
That's a good change.
But then you talk about going to the Nolan at 5 o'clock. It will be women's basketball first, guys second. It's already part of America Athletic Conference action in basketball as Benedictine will play host to William Penn.
Gotta love it. Ravens and a Statesman hoop. So football at 1. Ladies hoops at 5, and the guys' game then at 7 o'clock from the Nolan. What a great, great day. That was it.
And then Sunday, find out where the seeding falls for the national playoffs.
And the 6 o'clock will be the NAIA reveal for that. Larry and I are going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I reached out to his mom today, so we're going to toddle on up there.
He texted me and asked what time I'm picking him up tomorrow. So.
Oh, did he? This is a good sign. I like it.
All right, so remember all the way back to the start of this game.
Yeah, it's been an hour, 75 minutes ago. Yeah.
Jackson Heights won the toss, elected to defer their decision to the second half, and they said, let's take the football. And so they will do that. They're going to take the football. They're also going to have the wind at their back for the third quarter. It means they'll move into the wind in the fourth quarter. I'm going to tell you, Riverside probably doesn't care either way. They would prefer Jackson Heights going into the wind in the fourth quarter, but for them, it's not a big deal. They haven't thrown the ball a whole lot today.
Jackson Heights with a kick return unit out of the field again. The black uniforms here on blackout game day. It's black jerseys and pants with gold helmets, gold lettering and trim. Gus, that is a snappy uniform. I like it. For the Cyclones, it is the white traveling jerseys and pants with a North Carolina blue numbers and trim, right? Would you call it? Is that North Carolina blue?
Yeah, it's definitely that North Carolina powder blue.
Yeah. Maybe CC. What was it? Carolina?
Coastal Carolina? Chanticleers?
Yeah.
I can see a little bit of that.
Kind of that, baby. We are set to go with the second half. And
teeing it up is going to be Chase Hewins.
So the fans for both sides, guys, are a little on the edge of their seats because everybody knows this is a big game and everybody knows this thing is still up for grabs.
Here's the deal. Both coaching staffs went to the locker room and told their teams that, hey, 24 minutes left in somebody's season.
And here's the boot away and over in, not very deep. It's going to be taken to the 22-yard line by an up man, brought up and across the 35 to the 36. And it'll be first and 10 for the Cobras as Cooper Hewitt with that kick return from his up back position. I've also learned something over the years that's been reinforced here tonight is that aluminum bleachers get cold exponentially when the sun goes down and the wind picks up just a little bit. Doesn't have to be cold outside. That aluminum, there's something about it that's magical. Here we go, first and 10 for Heights, and they are going to spread the field right out of the gate, and quarterback Drake Mellies is all alone in the backfield. Motion will go across in front of him, and he will keep it himself. Boot to the right, hit in the backfield. Elijah with a sack.
Elijah Moore doing a great job getting into the backfield quickly, and a loss of 2 on the play. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 12 for Jackson Heights.
And we talk about Elijah Moore all the time as a running back, but you cannot underestimate what an anchor he has been in the middle of the defense. He's been good.
Yeah, and he. What's surprising is you think of him as being more of a linebacker type. He lines up straight up on the nose.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big cat.
Trying to use that quickness.
2nd down and a dozen for Jackson Heights. Ball now at their own 34-yard line. Just underway in the second half. Quarterback will hand off. Jet sweep, cutting in the middle of the line. Nothing doing. Maybe a yard. Oh, he's still on his feet. Bounces outside. Hit again. Coming up the sideline. He's going to ultimately pick up a couple of yards. And Gus, that was great balance by Tatum Eisenbarth. I don't know how he kept his feet.
Yeah, Tatum Eisenbarth looked like he was going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Instead, he spins forward, picks up the yards lost on the sack, and they're actually going to give him one more pass. That it'll be a 3rd and 9 for Heights right now.
And as it goes out of bounds into the Cobra sidelines, the clock stops here with 11:06 to go in the third quarter. It is a 14-6. Riverside lead, but a long way to go. Very, very wide to the left side. That is going to be Sir Peak, and he's going to be over right in front of the sideline across the way. QB back to throw again. Looking. Plenty of time. Beebe over the middle. He hits his man at the 50-45, and the ball knocked loose, but he hangs on to it. But a big hit is taken in there by Ian Allen. Tyzel Harrington with the stop, but you hear the Cobra fans coming to life.
Yeah, and that time, again, quarterback with a lot of time in the pocket, able to find his receiver, sneaking him back across the middle of the field. A good play for the Heights. They'll move it across midfield down to the Riverside 43-yard line, 10:45 remaining in this third quarter.
Ian Allen is going to come very wide to the near side. They're going to fill a slot with Brody Browning. And again, Drake Mellis is alone as a single man in the backfield, your quarterback. First down, 10 call. He will keep it himself. Boots outside. Has the ball ripped out of his hands. And he goes back and hangs on. Well, I tell you what, that big D lineman, Gavin Schoenfelder, because he didn't tackle the quarterback like for the waist or without shoulders. He grabbed him by the arms and pulled him down. And that was a great job by Drake hanging on to that football. That was hard to
do. That is a tough player to hold on to that football because Gavin grabs him by and really tackles the ball more than the ball carrier. A loss on the play of 4 and... It's kind of how Jackson Heights was just a moment ago. They had a loss on first down, but then 2 plays later, able to pick up a big first down.
Peak again, wide to the left side. And again, they've gone just exclusively here in the second half with Mellies running this ball club from the backfield. No one back there with him. Again, they're going to go trip short side. 9:45 and running along here in the third quarter. Mellies will go straight ahead, gets to the original line of scrimmage, and that's about where it'll stop. A gain of 3. And he'll be inside the 45-yard line with Beckham Griffin making the tackle. That's these two quarterbacks lead their teams in just on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Drake able to pick up the yards lost on the sack. Now they're sitting here looking at a 3rd and 10. We're looking at 9:20 left here in the third quarter of play. And for Jackson Heights, here in the second half, they've been able to move the ball and push it down the field a little bit through the air. I would expect Drake to be looking to throw the ball again here.
And again, you're going to go 2 to the left and 2 to the right. A wingman on the right side. They've used him as a lead block coming around the near side. That's going to be Austin Zeller. Drake will take the snap. It's quarterback draw. He'll go straight ahead, picks up yardage. He's going to have a first down and a lot more to the 30, down to the 28-yard line. A designed quarterback draw, and what sells it is that he stood back there, allowed everybody to think he was throwing the ball, and when it opened up, he took off.
Yep, he did a great job of earing that football. And by earing the football, you bring it up to your shoulder like you're going to throw it and then take off. So a nice little delay right there for Jackson Heights. Picks up the first down and, again, keeping the drive alive.
8:40, 8:39. We're running along in the third quarter. Cobras have taken the opening kickoff for the second half and are moving it methodically downfield. Motion left. Hand off to the sweep. No, the quarterback will pull it back. He keeps it drug down from behind. He's going to get about eight down to the 30-yard or the 20-yard line now. Luke Bennett in the middle of the defensive front makes the tackle. The Cobras now hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, and right now what they're really doing is they're spreading the field right now. And again, we're seeing Riverside setting back. They do not want to let that big play go over the top. So they're okay with allowing the quarterback to run in the middle. They're trying to win with their defensive line. They just don't want to give up the big play.
And pretty soon, you're going to see the Cobras throw the ball. Every time they've run it, like the last five, maybe six times. Now he'll flare it over into the left flat. Going to be caught there, breaking the first tackle. Cutting it down the left side, taking it inside the 15-yard line. It's going to go down to the 14. Micah Rubidoux for Riverside with the stop. Bring it another. First and 10 for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Heights with the first and 10 now down to the 14. So, again, this is kind of my favorite part of the field where you can still pick up one more first down without scoring your touchdown.
We are 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights has used a lot of time, but they have moved the ball, getting that positive yardage, and now they are threatening inside the 15. First and 10. Motion to the right. QB will keep it himself again. This time, bear hug in the backfield. No one was tricked that time. They run that about three times, Gus, and Kevin Schoenfelder and Elijah Moore said, wait a minute, we know the name of that song.
Yeah, that was a read option, and there was nothing to read as Kevin Schoenfelder got back there so quickly. It was just tough. The quarterback, again, at that point, you just tuck the ball under and take care of it. A loss of two, and this has been Jackson Heinz's M.O. on this possession is lost yardage on first down, get the yardage back on second down, and then pick up the first down on third.
6:45, almost used up half of the third quarter. Motion this time to the left on a second, and it does it. They'll hand it to the jet sweep man. He'll go to the left side, cuts back into the middle, gets it down to the 10-yard line, maybe inside the 10. Let's call it the 9. So that was a nice run, and that was kind of counter. Pretty much all they've been running is to the right and to the right, but that time they ran that sweep left, got to the wide side and gave him some room to turn it up. Third down, 5. You are, I'm going to tell you right now, you're in four down territory. You have been for a while here in the third quarter.
Cross midfield and you were in four down territory.
We have now used half of the third quarter on this first possession of the second half. Third down from the 9-yard line. Third down, 5. Cobras with the football. Quarterback Nelly's a hard count. Tries to draw the defense off. They do not bite this time. He looks over to the near side to Coach Wick. Long count, long count. Now he's going to keep it himself. Skirts to the right. Looks to turn it. Gets it down to the 5. He's going to be a first down marker, guys. I think he's got it right at the 4-yard line. They're going to say first and goal. Now he's not picking up the big chunks. Not picking up the double-digit runs. But those 4s, 5s, and 6s are adding up.
Yeah, and it, right now, Jackson Heights is kind of taking a place from that Riverside playbook. It worked so well for Riverside in the first half. Jackson Heights said, yeah, let's do that. And that's run the ball downhill, not really pick up big yardage at a time, but again, keep the drive alive. And so now they're looking at first and 4. The last time they had the ball down this deep, they were able to cap it off with the 4-yard Brody Browning touchdown, and that was on their first drive of the game.
Again, a wing to the right side. Now they're going to bring a man into the backfield at Titan Eisenbarth. He's going to be the running back. First to the right, then to the left, now back to the right side of the quarterback. Mellis will take it, keep it himself, puts his hand out in front of him, rides the block downfield, and he is down at the 2. The coach on the near sideline thought he's in the end zone, but it might be close to the 1, but he's still well short of the goal line. We're inside 5 minutes to go in the third.
Kevin Schoenfelder able to make the stop on the play right there for Riverside. It'll be second and goal. We are down to 4:50 left in the third quarter.
Ian Allen comes into the game. They're going to add a little extra beef. This is when you just man it up, right, and see who's going to punch this thing in. Eisenbarth in the backfield with Mellies. Second and goal, a yard away. Here's Mellies, puts his head down. Looks like he gets there. The official says no. Third down. He is inches from the goal line. And we're going to be inside 4 minutes in the third quarter when this ball gets back in play.
That time for Riverside, Chase Hewins was able to get just low enough to keep the quarterback out of the end zone. And now Jackson Heights looking around, trying to figure out the personnel they like. They're going to bring into the ball game Titan Eisenbarth along with Brody Browning.
So Titan will come in. Here is a third and goal. We'll have to call it from the one. Quarterback is up under center. They'll have a pro set in the backfield. QB keeps it, pushes. Don't think he gets in. He is short. It is going to – oh, now he's in. A late call touchdown, Cobras.
That time he hit the left side, and he got stood up, pushed back, and the official on the far side was spotting the ball down, and then – it looked over and called it a touchdown. And now, this is a big call for Jackson Heights. You go for the one or you go for the two, they're going to spot up for the two. And this is a big play right here.
You got to go
by two.
Yeah, got to go for two here. No, you say no.
I don't chase the point yet because, again, if they go down and score and hit the point after, now I'm down, what, nine?
Yeah, there you go. QB's back, going to roll right. Two-point conversion effort. The throw over the middle, and it's caught. And it's good. The two-point catch at the goal line. It's going to be hauled in by Ian Allen. And we've got a timeout on the field, and we've got a tied-up football game. What a playoff game here in Jackson County, Kansas. 3:46 to go in the third quarter with a timeout. It is Jackson Heights, Riverside. We're all tied at 14.
Support your soil with Troy Cover Seed. Matt Rush offers quality cover crop seed for farmers, including cereal rye, crimson clover, turnips, radishes, annual ryegrass, and more. Custom seed blends are available, often designed for NRCS contracts through the USDA. So whether you're improving soil health, reducing erosion, or boosting yield, Troy Cover Seed has got the mix for you. Call Matt at 785-850-0397 or visit troycoverseed.com. Rooted in better farming, Troy Cover Seed.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office. Office on Main Street in Troy.
Hey, welcome back to the campus of Jackson Heights High School, where the kickoff is away and it's going to bound be taken by an up man at the 25-yard line. He'll be back to the 30, and it's going to be our first and 10 for Riverside. It just, momentum in this game has swung from one side to the other and back again. Now on the side of Jackson Heights as the game is tied.
Yeah, for Jackson Heights, it's been one of those things where they led for, what, like 6 minutes of this ballgame? Five and a half minutes of this ballgame. And so for them, it's got to be a real good feeling to be back tied in this thing.
And they've gotten their home crowd right back into the game. First and 10 of their own 30-yard line. Handoff is going to be Elijah. He'll cut it to the right side. Give him five. He'll take it to the 35-yard line. And that is the Riverside game plan right there. There's nothing more elaborate than giving 5-6 yards at a time and just matriculate. Isn't that what they like the old-timers to say? Downfield.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We kind of talked about it, that for Riverside, they look for Elijah Moore kind of in that late third, early fourth to really start doing his thing. But we're down to 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Here's Elijah. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for a big loss, Gus, losing 7 yards inside the 30-yard line. And Elijah Moore, for some reason, they handed it to him to sweep outside. He is not a speed sweep guy.
Yeah, they've done that a couple times tonight, and it's had about the same success. Now, I know what you're trying to do is try to draw those backers out of the box a little bit. But, again, I just think you got to keep going downhill because, again, they're trying to set things up for as the game progresses. But the problem is with 2:37 left in the third quarter, the game has already progressed past the point where you are setting up things.
inside 2.5. It's in the third quarter. It's a third down and a dozen at their own 28. Quarterback is back to throw. Rolling right. Looking downfield. Cuts loose in his hip. And did it get picked off, or is it going to be out of bounds? It's out of play. Incomplete pass. It'll bring a fourth down in Riverside on their first possession of the second half. Right after Jackson Heights gets the momentum, Riverside cannot take it back. They go 3 and out, and they'll be forced to punt the ball. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. The game is tied at 14. The Gus are going to be punting into the wind.
So you're telling me they started the second half the same way they started the first half?
Exactly the same. 3 out and a punt. That was one of 2 first half punts for Riverside. And this one is away, and that is not a deep kick. It is going to bounce. It will again take a bounce for the Cyclones. It'll go all the way to the 50-yard line. But for Jackson Heights, Gus, fantastic field of position to begin your second possession of the second half. And now Heights has the game tied up and are looking to retake the lead, a lead that they had very early on but have not had for most of the game.
Yeah, we talked about it just a moment ago. Jackson Heights led at the 8:45 mark. Then at the 3:03 mark is when Riverside took their lead, and Heights hasn't led since that point back in the first quarter. So here we are, tied with 2:13 left in the third quarter.
Cobra offense at the 50-yard line, 1st and 10. Handoff straight ahead, running a gain of 3.
That time, nice running off the left side, pushing forward. And what I like about that play is getting some positive yardage, Brody Browning, because on that last drive where they scored their touchdown, first down was one of those things where they were playing behind. Like, they kept getting stopped for hits or tackle for losses on first down, and they kept finding themselves at 2nd and 12, 2nd and 14. They were able to pick up those yardage, but this time, now you can open up the playbook a little bit now looking at a 2nd and 7.
2nd down 7 in Cyclone territory at the 47-yard line with 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, a tie game at 14. Here's Jackson Heights, quarterback going to keep it himself, Mellie's into the middle of the line, nowhere to go. Puts his head down, powers in, runs right into Gavin Schoenfelder, and it'll bring up 3rd down 7. Because we've only got a couple of more plays left in the third quarter. The ball at the 47-yard line. Again, the wind is pretty brisk, but probably not a difference maker at this point in the game. Titan Eisenbarth comes in. Ian Allen comes back in. They'll rotate Brody Browning out, so they're going to bring in an extra receiver, take out the running back, go 2-2 each side, leaving Bellies alone in the backfield on a 3rd down long call. He'll take the snap at the waist, looking downfield. Over the middle, he's got a man wide open, caught at the 35, 30, 28-yard line. 1st and 10, Cobras in. There's no one around Ian Allen. And again, Drake Mellies with all the time he needs.
Yeah, he's had plenty of time to sit back there in the pocket. We keep chronicling it, though, that Riverside is just trying to win with their down linemen. They're not really blitzing. They're dropping back. But the problem is when they drop back and play zone, they're opening up some of those lanes. And that time Ian Allen did a nice job coming across the middle, picks up the yardage necessary, and moves the ball down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line with 23 seconds left here in this third quarter.
Yeah, you give your opponent the time to get into those areas, those open soft spots. Final play of the quarter. QB, wait, penalty markers all over the place. As Mellies was scooting to the right side with a keeper.
Wasn't he scooting before the ball?
Oh, yeah.
Back there?
I think so.
Yeah.
There you go, false start. And we have had, other than those couple of quick, you know, jumps for the defense, we've had hardly any penalties tonight.
Yep, the officials have really held on to the yellow flags tonight, and I like that in this kind of a ball game. And now for Jackson Heights, they are not going to get to run one more play with the wind.
6 seconds, 5, and this quarter is going to elapse. We've got a timeout on the field. What a great playoff game we're enjoying here on Care Radio tonight. The Class 1A sectional will go into the fourth quarter with Jackson Heights and Riverside deadlocked at 14.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best.
and we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Wathena and Troy. Understanding and sympathetic service. 310 Fremont Street in Wathena, 128 North Main in Troy. Call 989-4411. That's Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and in Wathena. 989-4411. State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Hey, welcome back to the campus of Jackson Heights High School as we go to the fourth quarter of this sectional game in Class 1A. It's a 14-14 tie, Jackson Heights and Riverside. Welcome back. Joseph in the studio, Gus Counts with him here upstairs, Tom Counts. And Gus, in the olden days, they would always say, the best defense is a good offense. And for Jackson Heights, here in the third and now in the fourth quarters, that is the story.
In the entire second half, so in the entire third quarter, Riverside ran three plays.
Yep. Quarterback back to throw on a first down 15, and it is going to be caught in the flat out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That is going to be the gain of about 14 yards, making a second and one. And again, when Mellies has that kind of time, his receivers have the opportunity to run the complete route and let that thing, you know, work free and open up. Second and one. They're at the 19. Cobras now deep in Cyclone territory. The clock stops, but the ball hasn't gone out of bounds at 11:53 to go. Quarterback Mellis is going to keep it himself, goes straight ahead, picks up the first down, and he's going to be down to the 12. Penalty marker really late. Another penalty marker really late. Not sure just what exactly.
It's been brewing for a bit.
Who gets called?
It's going against Riverside.
Okay. Officials are having a little powwow around where the ball is going to be spotted.
Yeah, these two have been going back and forth all night. Dead ball, personal foul against Riverside.
So that's going to take it halfway to the goal?
Good. Now, it's kind of interesting that it was a C, and I understand what Coach Wick wants. He wants it not to be a personal foul. He would prefer it to be an unsportsmanlike conduct. Because unsportsmanlike conduct, you get two of those towards disqualification. Personal foul, you can have 20 of those at first, you know?
And you know the officials know this, too, right? That's why they call
it a personal foul and not an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Exactly. They're not looking to jam somebody up here in a big, big game. First and goal. Looking to take the lead. Here are the Cobras with it at the Riverside 6-yard line. QB takes it, sweeps left. Blockers in front of him. Rides the wave down to the 2. Mellies just gets behind the big guys and just rides it. Had Eli Wisdom out in front of him. It's at the 2-yard line, second and goal, Jackson Heights. 11 minutes to play in the game.
Jackson Heights has a left guard that they are, like, physically picking up and dragging him to the huddle and dragging him back to the offensive line.
They got some big guys out there for Heights. And here they go. It's going to bring up a second and goal at the 2. Mellies is now up under center. No, he takes his half, hands off, diving in. End zone, touchdown. And I will tell you what, he just literally launched himself at the end zone. And at 10:41 to go, Rohde Browning breaks the tie. And Jackson Heights is up by 6 with a PAT coming up. Will they kick this one? They missed their first kick.
Yeah.
Then they ran for 2. And the first kick was very much wide to the left side. They are going to kick. It will be Austin Zeller to put a toe to it. And it is down, it is up, and that is straight up the middle. We're taking a timeout. 10:41 to go in the ball game. With back-to-back scores, it's now Jackson Heights 21, Riverside 14.
Riverbend Ag Services, locally owned and operated in Wathena, Kansas.
a leader in innovation and tailored agronomy solutions. They specialize in custom applied and direct fertilizer, anhydrous, crop protection, and consulting. Contact Riverbend Ag Services of Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Aussie Bakes in downtown Houlton, Sue Roberts brings her Australian heritage to every cheesecake, pastry, and sweet treat she makes. Listen to Sue.
This is Sue Roberts. Stop by 119 West 4th Street and try our favorites like cheesecake jars, lemon meringue cheesecake, and Aussie matchsticks. But hurry, they do sell out fast right off the Houlton Square. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Aussie Bakes, baked with love.
Jackson Heights gets to kick it away with 10:41 to go in the ballgame. Now leading at 21-14. Here's a boost. It is going to be fielded and dropped and back picked up at the 7. Keeping his balance, getting it to the outside. Getting back to the 10, hit at the 15, makes it to the 20, and spun down around the 21-yard line. It's going to bring up a 1st and 10. And here comes the Riverside offense. Because there's a couple of Jackson Heights guys who are just out there toughing it out right now.
There have been some people just getting hit. I mean, this has been a fun game to watch. I mean, it's been competitive. And here we go, 10:30 remaining in somebody's season.
1st and 10 at their own 22-yard line for Riverside, and quarterback Beckham Griffin. Well, handed off to Elijah. Goes straight ahead, bounces outside, gets it up to around the 15-yard line. So he'll pick up about 3 on a 1st down carry into the left side of the line. 10:15 to go, lots and lots of time to play.
Yeah, and I think right now, if you're Riverside, you're looking to maybe make this the last possession in regulation.
Yeah, maybe. And what you're also going to do, I would expect, is you're going to lean on the guy who has been your best running back.
Yeah.
2nd down, 7.
Defense!
Moving on the defensive front. No markers. Handoff again is going to go to Elijah. He'll bounce in the middle. Look at the big guy spin across the 30 to the 31. It'll be 3rd and 1.
And
his size, he's pretty nimble.
That's what I mean. Like, he's got that low center of gravity. He's tough to bring down. He does a good job of bouncing off tackles, and the officials are going to spot him down. I mean, he is like the length of a football short. And if you're Riverside, I think you line up in that goal line formation right here.
9:20 to play in the game. Time has been a big deal. It has gotten away quickly. Riverside, what have they had, 5 snaps now in the 2nd half? Receivers 2 to the right. The handoff again is going to Elijah. 1st down, plenty to spare. He'll stretch up to the 30-yard line for a 1st and 10, giving him 4 more.
Yeah, and big 4-yard gain right there for Elijah Moore. Tony, he does a nice job of just hitting the line and just exploding forward. Gets the ball out to the 35-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. We are now under 9 minutes left. And this is a Riverside team who's only taken like 7 snaps so far here in the 2nd half.
And Cobra defense has not changed. Look at them. They continue to go with that straight up big 4 in the front. And the 3 linebackers, 2 corner, 2 safety. Now the safeties are going to sneak up, and they're going to have basically 1 over the top in the middle. And the quarterback will keep it himself, pulls it back away, tries to get to the outside. He's going to be hit from behind, and that is a loss of yardage. Just excellent pursuit. The outside linebacker stepped up and got in the backfield in a hurry and dropped Griffin for a loss.
Yeah, Jace Doyle right there did a nice job of not falling for the initial fake to Elijah Moore. He stayed with the quarterback on the backside and makes a nice hit behind the line of scrimmage, a 3-yard loss. It'll bring up 2nd and 13.
Now we're already down to 8 minutes to go in the game. I mean, every one of these plays has taken, 40 seconds off the clock. And for Riverside, a team that doesn't, this might be a passing down. 2nd down, 14. QB is back. steps outside the pocket, launches one deep downfield. He's got a man, and he makes the catch. He got a foot down.
Sure did.
What a play!
Impressive.
Right in front of us at the 32-yard line. That was a spectacular effort in the near flat. Give it to Keegan Hughes.
That was an impressive play. He went up, found the ball, and then somehow put that right foot down and then stepped out of bounds. That was an impressive catch.
Now, at the 32-yard line of the Cobras, Riverside is moving the football. For a minute, I thought the pass might be underthrown, and then I thought it was going to be thrown maybe so far out of bounds, and somehow he got up and what great awareness of his situation.
Yeah, and as a defender, you just kind of throw your hands up and say, there's not much defense for that play right there.
And for Riverside, everybody in the house, or at least everybody means me, expected to go right back into the hands of Elijah. And here he is. Moore puts his head down, breaks the tackle, goes to the 30, goes to the 25, goes to the 23-yard line. He'll be right at the first down marker.
Those are the types of runs that you're used to seeing Elijah Moore make at this juncture of the ball game. And now Jackson Heights has a defensive lineman a little slow to get up. And want to do it?
Yep, we're going to take a timeout, Joseph. 7.5 minutes to play in the game. We got a good one. It's Jackson Heights 21, Riverside 14.
Good health starts with a trusted partner. And that community health care system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire and Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire and Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire and Holton.
Coming out of an official timeout there, giving a look-see at the Jackson Heights player, but the good news is that he walked off the field under his own power, and they're tended to him on the near sideline. Resetting the stage with 7.5 to go in the ball game. It is a second and a short one for Riverside at the Jackson Heights 23-yard line, but the Cobras are in front by a score. It's 21-14. Second down one. Riverside quarterback Beckham Griffin back to throw. Steps left. He's going to run. He's got some room. Penalty marker is going to say it, and Holden's going to bring it all back. As he got to the outside, that tackle ran out there and kind of got a hand on the defender, I think.
Yeah, a lot of times when you see him try to seal the edge like that and then reach out and grab somebody, it's going to be a hold against Riverside. Excuse me.
So for Riverside, they're going to go from having picked up a first down with a bunch of room to spare off of a second and one. Now they're going to be looking at a second and it's going to be a spot type foul, or is that
second and 11? Yeah,
second and 11. 7:14 to play in the game. Second and 11. So that's a big penalty at this point in the game. And at this point on the field, the ball's going to be moved back to the Jackson Heights 33-yard line.
Riverside, how about this? This is only the second possession of the second half.
Elijah Moore is on the right side of the quarterback, Beckham Griffin. Moore will take the handoff, hits the middle. He's got nothing, got nowhere. And now the ball is going to be knocked away, but he's way down, and somebody reached in and punched it away after the play. There's some spirited play going on here tonight. It'll bring up a third and 10. I'm assuming they're giving him maybe a yard, perhaps not even that. Make it a third and 11. And look at the clock. We are almost 6 minutes to play in the game.
Yeah, and so for Riverside, you're sitting here and you're trying to figure out exactly what the play you like. You've got to pick up half of
it. Six or seven.
Yeah. And so we're going to take lots of time trying to figure this out. And some of their best plays have come off of Griffin Beckham, the quarterback, or Beckham Griffin, just ad-libbing.
backs on each side of him. Here's Griffin with a third down 11 count. Back to throw. Flushed out. Going deep. Man downfield at the goal line, and it's off his fingertips and the defender goes quickly backed off of him and threw his arms in the air. And I thought there was a pass interference at the goal line that they did not agree with that. It will bring up a fourth down.
Let them play.
Let them play.
I had a great coach once that told me it's not a penalty if they don't call it.
It's exactly right. And they did not. Fourth and 11.
Fourth and 11 right now for Riverside.
The ball's at the 33-yard line. If the Cobras get it back, Riverside may not touch it again.
Yeah, and so Riverside has held on to all three of their timeouts, and I think that that's kind of why is hoping if they don't get this, that they could at least maybe get the ball back one more time.
Huge fourth down play for both teams. 21-14. Jackson Heights in front. We're going to get a timeout. The defense taking a break. Let's do it. Joseph, 5:51 to play. Again, it's Jackson Heights 21 and Riverside 14.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
The fourth quarter, 21-14. Jackson Heights in front, Riverside on a fourth and 11. And everybody went with the line. The two receivers and the quarterback jumped, but thus it wasn't the center, it was the entire line who remained stationary.
Yeah, everybody took off.
Wow.
That's one of those plays where the center just got things off.
Fourth down and now 16 for Riverside. Jackson Heights is probably going to drop a couple of guys back a little deeper now. And a quarterback is back. The blitz is on. Goes one left side. Downfield. And it's going to be incomplete at the 10-yard line. So the Heights defense bent, but holds at the 35 or 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Cobras. Now, would they love to score? Yeah. But would they love more just to get the time off the clock? I think that's certain.
Yeah, I think the big thing right now for Jackson Heights is to see that clock go to zero. And that was a big defensive stand right there. I took a quick look around the state. Viege looking to go over 500 tonight as they're leading Eudora right now 21-7.
It's 21-14 here, 5:46 to play. We have seen Jackson Heights have some huge time-consuming drives. Now the quarterback Mellies. Penalty markers down. Mellies will break a couple of tackles and be bumped down, losing a yard or two. But okay, so do you take the time? Do you take that play away or not?
No, you got to back them up 10.
Okay, got to back them up 10, and it's going to be the call. 5:39 to go. It would have been a second and 11. Instead, it's going to be a first and 20 on the holding call against Jackson Heights. We'll see more penalties in the fourth quarter than all the first three.
But all of a sudden, seeing this officiating crew try to ramp up the penalties a little bit as the fourth quarter has happened. I think it's because the third quarter went so fast. They're like, hey, we haven't got any penalties thrown in the second half. So that third quarter saw Jackson Heights possess the ball twice, and Riverside only touched the ball for three plays.
Here comes the Cobra offense. It is a first and 20 now for Drake Mellies. He walks over, has a quick word. And Mellies is not quarterback. Yeah, he's going to keep it. He'll boot to the right side. Going to be hit by his scrimmage. He spins away, but will move forward for one.
Going to bring up a
Did a nice job of spinning out of that first tackle, and then finally Elijah Moore able to stop him. So gain of one. It'll be second and 19. Now four. Jackson Hunt.
Yeah, and they're over here talking to Coach Wick, taking all the time that they can take. They're going to stretch this out. They're going to burn that clock down, and we are under 5 minutes to play. Watching that official in the backfield. I have never seen him begin to count yet, so they're getting up here with plenty of time. Second down, 19. They'll go to the little reverse, hit in the backfield, breaks the first tackle, but not the second. It's going to be a gain of a couple of 3 yards. So Austin Zeller will get it up to the 33, 34, make a yard line, and it will bring up a third down, 14. And now we're going to be down, Gus, to 4 minutes to play by the time they get this thing snapped. Slowly in and out, the players are going to be rotating. And again, Coach Wick is going to run Titan Eisenbarth in. You got Titan and Tatum, a couple of receivers for this team. But Titan coming in here. Ian Allen is wide right. He has had a couple of huge catches this evening for the Cobras. QB's back. It's going to be the QB draw that's been successful. He's going to take it again. He's going to pick up a huge first down. There is a backbreaker. What a run. Drake Mellings, and Gus, we've seen him run that, what, three times now?
Yeah, did a nice job of setting back, allowing the play to set up, and then he just drove the ball up the field, across midfield, down to the 48-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 right there.
3:45 and counting. And the ball across midfield, Jackson Heights with the lead, with the ball and the momentum. And time now is on the Cobra's side as it's clicking along. 3:30 and less now. First and 10 at the 47-yard line in Riverside territory. Jackson Heights come and set. Snap is back. Handoff running back, bounces outside, gets to the edge, picks up 5, 6, maybe 7 yards, hard running over to the right side. They'll say he got out of bounds. That is not what Coach Wick wanted him to do. He flashes to the right side, but he gets a very good spot of the ball. It'll be a gain of 8.
They're going to say it was actually a timeout to stop the clock. So,
okay, we're going to do it. Taking the break, Joseph down to 3:12 to play here tonight. Jackson Heights 21, Riverside 14.
This is Doug with Jackson Farmers. When Jackson Farmers opened in 1918, they served many local communities and generations, and that is still true today. Jackson Farmers offers a wide variety of services from custom feed mix and delivery, purchasing or selling grain with storage options available, tires, propane, fuel delivery, and much more. Our knowledgeable agronomists can help advise on chemical and fertilizer application with custom application services available. Let our experience and passion serve you and those who matter most. Stop by Jackson Farmers today in Holton, Effingham, Lancaster, and Meriden.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Here we go on a second down, 2 call. Jackson Heights now at the 40-yard line of Riverside. Long count. QB will keep it. Mellies goes left side, and he's right at the first down marker. Lots of pushing and shoving it at the end of the play. And again, we've talked about this all this season, and best for that matter, seasons prior. How much do you let the plays go on? Joseph, I tell you what, we're going to take one more break because I think you need it. We're getting another timeout. Clock stopping at 3:01 to go. We'll be back. It's now 21-14. Cobras lead Riverside.
Celebrating 12 amazing years with their annual open house this Friday, October 8th. Stop by during our live KMZA radio broadcast to spin the wheel for prizes and enjoy an Indian taco lunch, plus other fun with Dr. Leslie Gallagher, Dr. Nikki Mirpool, and Dr. Stacy Nehu. There'll be several door prize drawings between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Lifetime Eye Care, Advanced Eye Care with a hometown touch. And celebrating 12 years this Friday, October 8th, for the annual open house at Lifetime Eye Care in downtown Holton.
November is National Diabetes Month, and at Holton Community Hospital, we want you to know you're not alone. Diabetes affects millions of Americans. If you've noticed increased thirst, fatigue, blurred vision, or slow healing wounds, talk with a provider. Our team at Family Medicine and our cardiovascular services specialists are here to help you manage your health with confidence. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Back, it is a third down one. Jackson Heights with the football, looking to get the first down. The handoff comes into the middle of the line. I guess it's going to be very close. Now, the officials have been generous with the spots and generous with the first downs without measurements here tonight. Let's see what they do here. They're looking at the ball. They're looking at the sideline. They're looking at each other. They're looking at the other sideline. They're going to stop the clock. They're going to bring in chains. How about that? We don't get much of that in this day and age. 2:53 to play. I'm going to tell you, I think he got it, didn't he? It's pretty close.
Yeah, you just never can tell. For me, it all depends on.
The lines look pretty true. They're not as good as Dennis Murphy lines, but they're really good lines. 2:53 to go in the ball game, 21-14. Jackson Heights. Here come the chains across from the far sideline. They stretch it out, and it is, it's short. It is well short. It's at least a half a length of the football short. Third down, you leave the offense out, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You leave the offense out on a fourth down call, or you punt it away? What are you going to do here? It's going to be Jackson Heights. They're going to have it a fourth down in the length of a football, a short length of a football. And we're going to keep it right here, Joseph, as, again, we're going to have a timeout taken by Riverside. 2:53 to play in this game. It has been back and forth. It has been exciting. We've had huge, huge plays, long plays, because we've had some really exciting, thrilling, very short plays, some big fourth downs. And here is a big fourth down decision coming up for the Cobras and head coach Caleb Wick. Leading by 7 with less than 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and the ball at the 38-yard line of Riverside. So you're in your opponent's half of the field. The question for Heights is, do you go ahead and leave the offense out there on a fourth and short? You've been very, very effective running the ball.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is you've run the ball so well. Now, don't get me wrong, you could punt this thing and force Riverside to have the length of the field. But, again, I just don't like to force my defense to have to make a stop. Let's just let this.
Well, the defense for Riverside is back out of the field and have been out there a long time. Jackson Heights, officials are coming over here chasing them out of the huddle. They are in no hurry to come back out on the field. And the clock is running. Here comes Jackson Heights. Because, I mean, would you not expect anything other than Drake Melly's here? Fourth down and a length of a football. They're going to try to draw the defense off. Mellish is going to take it, boost into the left side, and he stretches out, and you're going to have it. First down, Cobras. They're going to say move the sticks.
Yeah, that was a nice play right there. Ran off the right side, pushed forward, and able to pick up the first down, keep this drive alive, and with 2:47, the goal now is to just run the clock out.
Connor Kimberlin over there making a stop for Riverside. And the clock rolling along. And I'm not sure. Jackson Heights may have one, or rather, Riverside may have one timeout, or is that the last one?
Yeah, they used the last one.
Okay. So nothing that they can do to stop the clock. Jackson Heights going to take its time. Heights goes on to win this game, Gus. It is going to be the fact that they were able to just
so perfectly use the clock in the second half. First down call. Long count. Mellies will take it, keep it, cut left, get mowed down to the backfield, but it will not matter. And there's a couple of penalty markers failing. And this is a tough one. As the tackle is being made on the near side, Mellies has been on his feet through the whole night and keeps driving. The defender grabbed him and threw him backward, and he's going to be penalized for a personal foul call or a roughing call. Let's see what they're going to call here, personal foul. And there's a penalty marker coming from the far sideline, and that's going to be on the Riverside bench, I suspect. So now this is going to take a time. Personal foul is going to be that side. And they're going to have a sideline warning against height.
So it's just due to 15 yards.
And I'm assuming, was that not a second penalty that came in a long time later from the far side?
Sideline warning.
Is that all it was? Okay. With 2:02 to go in the game, that penalty is going to move the football now inside the 30, inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. And now we have further issues going on out of the field. Did you see what that next penalty was about? And how the officials are having another confab out here?
That's on the coast. So, CBC in Lafayette tied at 27.
Let's see what this call is going to be. Tomorrow, big day of sports here on K Radio. Benedictine triple dip. Football, 12:30 pregame at 1 o'clock kickoff.
Okay.
Women's basketball at 5, guys at 7. Yeah.
Rossville knocked off Colgan tonight 27-7. So Rossville will punch their ticket to the next round of the playoffs.
Going to have another penalty. It's going to be assessed against the Riverside, and it's going to be an unsportsmanlike contact. And now the ball is going to be moved inside 30, 25, 20, 15, and down to the 12-yard line.
Midpoint of the third quarter, Hayden leads Jeff West 29-15. Santa Fe Trail leads Colton by 8 with 8.5 minutes left. Rock Creek, that's a hang out with some of the coaching staff last week.
You bet.
Rock Creek defeats Cheney tonight 14-7, and Andale up 51-7 on the Greenbacks of Pratt. So too bad that Pratt's going to go down, because you know that's one of my favorite mascots.
I know you love the Greenbacks. First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Jackson Heights. Now the official counts 2, 3, and they will take a knee. Minute 25 to go. They're going to have to do this another time or two, and that's going to wrap it up. So how'd you say the Rossville and Colgan game was going?
Yeah, Rossville beat Colgan tonight 27-20. So Rossville's on to next week. So they'll
play the winner of this one.
I think.
But I'm not sure about that.
How about those Crusaders? Capen. Still some time left, okay?
Okay.
Capen leading Wellington by 64.
Okay. Did they give me props for wearing my Capen hat tonight?
They do.
It's going to bring up a second down call, and they're going to wind this thing down. Quarterback is going to wait, take the snap, and take the knee, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Jackson County, Kansas, coming from behind to win it. Jackson Heights 21, Riverside 14, and we'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College Drive Summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
If you find yourself opening a new account to receive funds,
it's a scam.
Did you receive a large check in the mail out of the blue?
If you find yourself mailing large amounts, at Farmers Save Bank, we're always happy to answer any questions. Call or stop by the bank if you or a loved one experiences any of these situations.
That's what I like about Farmers Save Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
No, maybe millions of Americans. If you've noticed increased thirst, fatigue, blurred vision, or slow healing wounds, talk with a provider. Our team at Family Medicine and our cardiovascular services specialists are here to help you manage your health with confidence. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Hey, welcome back to the campus of the Jackson Heights High School here in rural Jackson County, Kansas, where tonight it was the Cobras who started fast. The opponents from Riverside came back to take a lead. And then in the second half, it saw, well, it just saw Jackson Heights dominated the ball game. They dominated time of possession. They limited possessions for Riverside. And Jackson Heights was able to really look strong in the second half and come from behind with a couple of second half scores to take the win here tonight. Because it was the ball control, and it was two second half touchdowns that Jackson Heights needed. One to tie the game and one to take the lead. It was a Riverside lead at the break.
Yeah, Brody Browning with two touchdown runs. Drake had a touchdown run. How about this? Our longest touchdown of the day, 4 yards. So, you know, it came down to a two-point conversion with a big play right there for Jackson Heights. And with that, the Cobras come away with a 21-14 win tonight, and they keep that perfect season alive. Go to 11-0.
Yep, and the season is going to end up. It's always tough, man. But for Riverside, a great year. They end up at 8-3 and start and end the season with games against this good Jackson Heights team. And for Jackson Heights, next week, a date with the Dogs. We're going to have Jackson Heights Riverside in the semifinals of Class 1A. Hey, we want to thank you for joining us. We want to also advise you, if you want to get the high school football scoreboard show, it's going to be over at 103.9. Jacob Bonds and the gang over there tomorrow here on K-Radio. 12:30 pregame. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff for Raven football. Benedictine looking to pick up its ninth consecutive win. Look up to pick up their 10th win on the season and take the crown of the conference all by themselves. Kickoff tomorrow at 1, and then we're going to race down to the Nolan Gym. Two basketball games, 5 o'clock for the ladies, 7 o'clock for the guys. Benedictine begins the conference schedule with basketball against William Penn. Want to thank you all for having joined us. Final score again tonight. It was Jackson Heights 21, Riverside 14. Until we greet you later, for Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studios, and for Gus with me out here in the cool, crisp evening, Tom Katz. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.